D20 Radio, where gamers roll.
www.d20radio.com.
Good morning, Gamer Nation, or good afternoon, or good evening, or whatever time it is in your part of the galaxy. All I know is that here where I am, it is way too early for TJ to be up recording on a Sunday morning. Leading off with my favorite track, by far, from the Star Wars The Old Republic soundtrack, into our second full-length RP Cantina special. Featuring random, unavoidable noises in the background, such as a dog collar and a train. I am TJ, Asa TJ on the forums. Perhaps at this point I might even be better known as Tirjin Medios, my character name for my main Jedi Knight in the guild. As always, the RP coordinator for the Order of 66. And what I've put together for you today is a two-part special. The first part is a character workshop inspired originally by Perrin slash Zeiss in games question about RPing an average Joe versus a heroic character in the Star Wars universe. And then the second half of the show will be the second RP Q&A extravaganza, where I dredge up all of the backlog questions that I've been sent and have not had a chance to answer in their own segment yet, and answer them. I have gone to the deepest recesses of the forums and tried to find every question that I have not yet answered, but if I have still for some reason missed your question, make sure you let me know, either on the forums in the RP Cantina segment, it's stickied on the Holocron board, or at holocron.tj@gmail.com. Rolling right along into it, we are playing a game, Star Wars The Old Republic, that puts you in a class-based story where you are the hero. You are arguably one of the couple dozen most important, most amazing people in the galaxy. You're changing history at every corner, and no one can stop you. And while this is great for while you're out questing, either by yourself or with a small group, or even RPing in a small group of a few of your friends, when it comes to big group public roleplay, such as our RP Cantina nights and other random RP you might engage in just running around the world, if everyone RPs as one of these amazing, awesome, galaxy-changing people, well, it starts to sort of break down the suspension of disbelief, as I've mentioned in previous segments. For those of you that might be new to MMO roleplay, there's sort of an unspoken rule among the community that for the sake of making sure everybody has an enjoyable experience, you have to somewhat put your character in check. Doesn't mean they can't be heroic. You can still be a Jedi Knight or a Jedi Master even, or a smuggler or, you know, an elite Republic trooper. But in general, not portraying yourself as the biggest badass in all of history and putting certain checks and weaknesses on your character will win you a lot of points with the community. One of the best ways to do this, which can also be surprisingly fun for people who haven't tried it, is to play the average Joe civilian type character. It doesn't have to be your main character, and as I've said in previous segments, just because you're playing a non-heroic character doesn't mean you have to play a boring character. I did a whole series of segments on this if you go back and listen to some previous Holocron episodes, but I came to the conclusion that the best way to get my point across about these types of characters was to do a sort of character workshop and walk through the creation of one and give you some tips on how to RP them. I'm going to take this in three steps. The first step is going to focus on before you even open the game client. The second step is going to focus on creating and outfitting the character. And the third step is going to focus on actually RPing. For the first step, as with any character, I think it works greatly to your advantage to do some thinking and planning about your character before you even get to the character creation screen. The first question, as usual, is what kind of a character exactly do you want to RP? This becomes an even more interesting question when we're restricting ourselves to a non-heroic civilian type character. Examples I've given before include a starship mechanic, a bartender, an acolyte to the Jedi Order or to the Sith, as the case may be. You know, those guys that you did quests for back on Tython and Korriban that didn't quite make the cut to get into the lightsaber club, so they have to sit around dusting datacrons or whatever. You could be a doctor, you could be an aide to a senator, you could be a sleazy starship insurance broker. As a matter of fact, if you think about any character that you've enjoyed from any non-Star Wars fandom, there's probably a way to find an equivalent or a similar sort of character you could play in the Star Wars setting. For this example, I'm going to run with the bartender, because as I've mentioned in a previous segment, it's a pretty good archetype to run with, seeing as how many RPers like to congregate around in cantinas, and it's often awkward when everybody is sort of holding side conversations with an NPC bartender who can't talk back. I've decided to name my bartender Zondar, and for anyone that gets that reference, you are awesome. So who is this guy, though, anyway? What kind of a person gets into the business of selling drinks to Jedi and smugglers and bounty hunters and all of the other interesting characters in the galaxy? How can I make this guy someone that is fun to play and also adds to the entertaining experience for other RPers? As with most of my characters, I usually get sort of a hook that comes to mind at the very beginning. In Zondar's case, I decided I kind of like the idea of him being an outer rim country sort of kid who made his way to the big city and tries his best to seem like he fits in there. Now that I have a very basic concept like that, I can start fleshing him out. A great way to do this, of course, is GM Chris's tried and true method of what does your character love, what does your character hate, and why are they working for who they are working for? That I'm sure those of you who never listened to the Order 66 podcast are already quite familiar with. In Zondar's case, I've decided that he loves people. He loves being around big crowds and loud noises and the constant bustle and activity of big cities like Coruscant and Nar Shaddaa, which led him to abandon the quaint home of his upbringing. As far as what Zondar hates, I've decided that he hates rude people. Rude people in all of their forms. People who are rude to him, and especially people who are rude to other customers. As far as why Zondar is working for who he's working for, well, we'll get to that in a minute. To flesh out Zondar a little bit further, I'm going to run him through what I call the aspect system. It's a system I developed based on the Fate pen and paper role-playing engine, and it's a great way to take a character from just decent to fairly well fleshed out in a very short span of time. You can find the full guidelines for the aspect system on the Order of 66 site in the Academy section under Consular Training. So what exactly is an aspect? An aspect is a short phrase you assign to your character that describes who they are in a very brief but accurate way. That's it. It can be a descriptive statement, a couple of clever words, or even a quote. If we were to use the example of Han Solo from the original trilogy, some aspects might be dashing rogue, rough exterior heart of gold, and a good blaster at your side. These three phrases give us a pretty good idea of his outward appearance, his personality, and how he tends to deal with stressful situations. We could write dozens more aspects for such a complicated character, but three is plenty to get started. You don't want to overwhelm yourself right out of the gate. For your first RP character, I'd say 3 or 4 is a good number to aim for. This will likely grow and change as you RP, but there's no need to worry about that just yet. Like the 3 I just gave for Han, I recommend starting with one aspect describing how your character comes across, one describing their personality, and one describing how they deal with the world. To start off, think about how your character looks. If you need to get into the game at this point and mess around with the character creator to get a better idea, go ahead and do that now. How do you imagine your character walking? How will others perceive your character? How does your character stand? How do they talk? What kind of mannerisms do they have? These should come together to form what I call the key aspect, and shouldn't be just limited to physical appearance. It should be the initial defining statement of who your character seems to be. Don't worry about who they are deep down just yet. This first aspect should be the very first thing that comes to mind when anyone is asked about your character. Sort of an archetype, if you will. Imagine that your character is a major player on a popular TV show or book series or, you know, comic book or something like that. What is the first thing a fan would say to describe them when talking about them at a convention? Luke Skywalker's key aspect might be eager farm boy. Leia could be described as a no-nonsense diplomat. Darth Vader would be simply the face of evil. Brainstorm a few different ideas, mix and match, try combining a few. Overall, just find one that really works. Also, try not to get too complicated. If you can't narrow it down to four words or less, you're probably trying to say too much about your character for just this one aspect. That's what your other aspects are for. I've decided to give Xandar the key aspect of optimistic bartender. His outlook on life is pretty positive, and it's hard to get him down. Once you've got your key aspect, you've got the beginnings of a decent character. However, a character with just a key aspect is called a stereotype, and they aren't that interesting to RP as or with. Next, you need to look at who you want your character to be deep down, and how you plan to set them apart from everyone else with the same or a similar key aspect. In Xandar's case, what sets him apart from every other optimistic bartender in the galaxy? I call this one the core aspect, because it's who your character really is when all of the facades are stripped away and their core beliefs and values come to the surface. Some characters wear their core aspects on their sleeves, while others guard them well. Whatever the case may be, it's important to know what your core aspect is. Even if you're a cold-blooded bounty hunter, your RP will be more interesting if you let little hints of your inner humanity, or Zabrakity, or Twi'lekity, whatever the case may be, slip out now and then. Even Vader, deep down, made all of his decisions for better or worse based on his inner passion. As you develop your character further, you'll probably find that they have many core aspects. But for now, just try to focus on one thing that encompasses best all of the things they believe in deeply. The core aspect I came up with for Xandar is people aren't so bad. It runs the risk of overlapping with his key aspect, being that he's optimistic. But I'm not worrying about it too much for now, because I just need something workable to get started playing the character, and more of who he is will come out through that. Xandar really believes that most people are basically good, and some become corrupted as a product of their environments. He tends to try to see the good in people, and will give even the seemingly most irredeemable a second chance. With that out of the way, we move on to the action aspect. I'd say there's no better example of an action aspect than the classic Star Wars quote, "Hokey religions and ancient weapons are no match for a good blaster at your side, kid." This third aspect is all about how your character gets things done. When the chips are down, the huts are after you, and you've got three bogeys on your six, how do you keep from falling apart? How do you live to fight another day, or go out in a blaze of glory, as the case may be? Not to say that your other aspects shouldn't actively motivate you, but this is the one that most significantly guides your immediate instinctual reactions to trouble and stress. Now, Xandar is being deliberately created to not be a heroic character, so the action aspect I came up with for him is smile and keep your head down. He's seen his share of trouble and developed some street smarts in moving to the bigger urban planets of the galaxy, but he knows he's not really a fighter. He knows if there's going to be a throwdown, his best chance at getting out mostly unscathed is to either talk his way out of it or just get out of the way. It's not that he can't throw a punch, and anyone that lands on Nar Shaddaa without a holdout blaster at their hip is just a fool. But he doesn't like fighting, he's not particularly good at it, and he'll try to avoid it if he can. With three aspects in place, just like that, you've got everything you need to get started RPing. A lot of people feel like you should start with backstory, but I don't think you even necessarily need to worry about that first. Even though I had some idea of Xandar's backstory before I started putting together his aspects, I didn't go into a lot of detail on it, and I can work backwards from the aspects I've developed to figure out what events in his past caused him to be the way he is. If you want to go a little bit further before you get started, feel free to throw in a quirk or two of some kind, which I like to call a wild card aspect. Examples of this might be terrified of spiders or loves Carillion ale. The latter one, of course, works perfectly for a character like Xandar. You buy him a Carillion ale and you have a friend for the evening. As you start to converse with other RPers, your aspects should be your go-to decision makers when you get stuck. Can't think of what to say? Just channel your key aspect. Faced with a difficult decision? Look to your core aspect. Things getting hairy? Your action aspect will guide you on how to proceed. Just these three simple phrases will get you amazingly far and make your character seem interesting, well-rounded, consistent, and realistic. That's all there is to it. Now, of course, for Xandar, the story doesn't quite end there. Remember what I said about playing a non-heroic character doesn't necessarily mean you have to play a boring character? I decided to add a little twist to Xandar. Something that ties him into things bigger than himself going on in the galaxy without really making him the center of anyone's particular story. The twist with Xandar is that he uses his interpersonal skills and access to lots of gossip to collect information for the Republic SIS. A little hook like this can provide an interesting story moment if it somehow gets revealed to other characters, and allows you to feel like you're not just some average person going about a 9-to-5 job where nothing exciting ever happens. It can also create interesting problems for your characters. What if a high-ranking Imperial official gets word that the bartender at the nearby cantina is an informant for the Republic? Now you're ready to boot up the character creator and create the avatar for this character. Of course, as I've mentioned before, I think it's perfectly okay to RP more than one character using the same avatar with different clothing and things like that. So if you have a character already made that you think you could swap out the outfit in and have them stand in for your new character, go right ahead. I had already pictured Xandar as a human male. For Xandar's class, I decided to go with a smuggler. They seem to be the best bet for me to play a civilian character. They have proficiency with blaster pistols, which is probably the type of weapon a civilian would be carrying around if they even have one. And they're proficient with light and medium armor, which will allow them to wear most of the civilian-looking sets of clothing. More on that later. Body type 2 seems to be the best choice for a mild-mannered sort of guy like him. Chose his hairstyle and complexion based on him wanting to seem sort of stylish since he wants to fit in big cities, but also a little bit rugged to help him not get hassled so often. I also chose a skin tone that looks slightly sunbaked to indicate that he came from an agro world where he probably saw a lot of the outdoors. Now the next step is a little tricky, and that's finding clothing for your character that makes them look like an everyday civilian type person. Frankly, most of the armor and clothing available in the Old Republic is designed to make you look like a Jedi or an elite soldier or a bounty hunter or something like that. However, there are places where you can find the kind of gear that you'll need to play a character like Xandar. There are, of course, the social item vendors, although these aren't really ideal because a lot of them require a social level that takes a long time to get to. The best place, in my opinion, to find civilian-looking clothing for your character is actually at the light, medium, and heavy armor vendors that you'll find in the markets on most planets. Another thing to keep in mind when outfitting your character is that most civilians probably don't wear a blaster on their hip. In Xandar's case, I roleplay that he has one with him, but he doesn't make a public display of it, so I keep it unequipped during RP scenarios. In Xandar's case, I felt like the starting clothing that the smuggler comes equipped with fit him well enough. But if you don't feel like that's the case for your character, check out the light, medium, and heavy armor vendors for something that suits you better. Now you've got the look, and you've got the aspects, you're ready to start jumping in and RPing. For Xandar, this is as simple as parking himself behind a counter at a cantina where other people are already RPing, or possibly parking himself behind a counter and inviting other RPers to come join him. Depending on what the day job you've worked out for your non-heroic character is, there are lots of scenarios you could possibly create RP based on. If you're RPing as a dancer, hit the floor in the nearest club and show everyone how to move. If you're RPing as a starship mechanic, maybe hang out by the starport and ask passing pilots if they need anything. Someone RPing as a senator's aide could run around busily in the Senate Plaza area and maybe emote dropping a huge box full of data pads. Hopefully some upstanding citizen of the galaxy will step in to help you and maybe ask you about what it is you do exactly. The RP possibilities for non-heroic characters are possibly even more expansive than the ones for heroic characters, and I strongly suggest you give it a try if you haven't before. And with that, I'm going to take a quick break and we'll be back for the second half of the show. Welcome back to the second half of this Holocron RP special, which is RP Q&A Extravaganza number 2. The segment where I get back through the large backlog of piled up RP questions that I have received but have not yet had a chance to answer on the podcast. The first couple of things that I would like to share were actually in the thread for the last RP Q&A extravaganza, and it was a conversation that took place between myself and Pierced Geek on the forums, as well as a couple of other people. The first thing he asked was, how bothered is the general public going to be if someone on an RP server just doesn't roleplay? The answer I gave is that in my experience, RPers are a very live-and-let-live bunch of people. I do not, and most of the RPers I've encountered do not really care at all how you choose to play the game, as long as it's not directly antagonistic to us having our fun. No one is going to sour to you for refusing to return an emote or for running between quest vendors at full sprint speed or anything else that couldn't be misconstrued as you directly making an effort to mess with us. Now, that being said, here are the top three things that will get the RP crowd to cry out for your blood, or at least wish that they could force transfer your character to another server. Number one, running around an area where people are RPing and talking out of character in slash say, or worse yet, slash yell. This can be forgiven to some degree if it seems to be happening due to ignorance, and you stop the first time you're asked. If it seems to be happening because you want to ridicule or antagonize our peers, well, you can imagine how that might play out. Number two, running around an area where people are RPing and using your character as well as built-in emote animations to be a nuisance. This includes the ever-popular taking all of your clothes off and slash dancing on a table, as well as run repeatedly back and forth through another player's character model. In games that don't have character collision, SWTOR included. Number three, and I've discussed this in the past on my problem RPer segments. Creating an RP character who does not fit the setting and or has a toxic personality for the express purpose of antagonizing other RPers. This is, to give some small credit where it is due, the most creatively involved and time-consuming form of RP griefing, and thus not terribly common, as most people won't go to the effort when they could just dance naked on a table. Examples of this I have seen include people role-playing as a person from the real world controlling a virtual avatar, going around claiming everyone is crazy for taking the game world seriously. On the more esoteric end of things, I've seen two people RPing in a fantasy MMO as Jack Sparrow and the Doctor from Doctor who had somehow ended up in the game world by way of the TARDIS, which, while amusing, is found by most RPers to be immersion-breaking and very unwelcome. The next question I have is sort of along the same lines, and comes from our guildmate Augaruk. And he wrote, so my question to you is, how do you feel about playing a lesser intellect? I mean, it's easier to pull off in fantasy games with ogres and such, but in a space opera, I don't want to seem offensive. He also goes on to ask if it's okay to misspell things on purpose or to pass off, you know, not very being a great typist as just an element of your character, which I would say, yes, that's usually fine. To the question of playing a lesser intellect character, the rule of thumb that I like to tell people is, don't be a Jar Jar. Jar Jar Binks is not a well-liked character among the Star Wars fan base for a reason. And while it is possible to play a character that is goofy and somewhat dim-witted without being really annoying, you have to think about how your character is going to be received by the general community. For one thing, RPers that care a lot about immersion will appreciate if you think about what the repercussions of your character's lesser intellect will be within the context of the setting. For instance, if your character is in the Jedi Order or the Republic military, why exactly have they let someone of such lower mental faculties be in their organization? Wouldn't that make them a danger to everyone else around them? The best background for this sort of character that wouldn't really break any of the setting's conceits would be something like a mercenary or one of the Gamorrean guards at a Hutt's palace. If you're really not sure, just try to think about who would be the closest equivalent to your character in the canon of the Star Wars fiction. If the answer is Jar Jar Binks, you probably need to rethink them a little bit. Comic relief is good, but characters that exist only to be goofy, bumbling idiots tend to come across more as an annoyance than anything else. In the interest of time, I think I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up there. I do have a couple more questions, but they are ones that I've answered at some point in past segments. So if you go back through and check out the previous RP cantinas, you will probably find the answer. If you did ask a question that I've somehow missed or that you feel hasn't really been adequately answered in a past segment, feel free to post that up or clarify kind of more the answer you were looking for if I didn't give quite the right one on the forums, as I said at the beginning of the show, in the RP Cantina thread in the Holocron section, or at holocron.tj@gmail.com. Also keep in mind, we have this Friday, January 27th at 8 p.m. Central Time, our first Order of 66 / Exiled Lords cross-faction RP Cantina Night. And that is going to be in the Slippery Slopes Cantina of the Lower Promenade on Nar Shaddaa. You will need a ship to get there. I had someone email me about that maybe it's possible for lower-level characters to be ferried on the ships of higher-level players now. I know it wasn't possible last time I tested it, but it might actually, in fact, have been made possible in a recent patch. So we will try to make sure we can get as many people there as we can, but as long as you have a ship, you can get there just fine. You don't have to fight anyone to get there, and we will be there in guild chat to give you directions. So I hope everyone is looking forward to that, and that will wrap it up for our second RP Cantina special. Sabers off.
This podcast is not endorsed by or affiliated with LucasArts, BioWare, or Electronic Arts. Trademarks are the property of their respective owners. LucasArts, Star Wars, and related properties are trademarked in the United States and or in other countries of Lucasfilm Limited and or its affiliates. Copyright of Lucasfilm Entertainment Company Limited or Lucasfilm Limited. BioWare is a trademark or registered trademark of EA International Limited. All other content is intellectual property of the Holocron 2.0 podcast and its hosts, and is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution 3.0 license.
D20 Radio, your gamer's role.
www.d20radio.com.